Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood.
Zombies had come out of the graves and they started coming at him, and then he was all shocked, and then it just turned and he went, woo! You can learn the dance on the Saturday Starship with Bonnie Langford.
The choreography was just stunning, and it was ugly choreography. The timing and the intricacy just made it a totally sexy experience.
We shot one full night. We may have done that dance sequence, gosh, 30, 40 times. I'm going to show you my thriller teeth, okay? Here's the bottom set. Here's the top set. And as you can see, just that alone all of a sudden makes you somebody that you're not. Each individual dancer was in the makeup chair for, I would say, 3 to 4 hours apiece. You looked in the mirror and it really took you back for a moment because it was really frightening. It was truly frightening. You could recognize yourself, but you also had this hideous premonition of possibly what you'll look like after you've been in the ground for a period of time.
By the standards at the time, no one had done a video like that before. There'd been a few pop videos. But, I mean, like, when you think Bohemian Rhapsody was supposed to be a pop video, and it was just Queen playing, and then a bit with four heads. You know, it was hardly Steven Spielberg.
It made videos an event, and it made the fact that suddenly you spent so much money on a video. It kind of set the scene for all the millions that were spent throughout the 80s in trying to outdo that video.
Sadly, with hindsight, it probably turned him into the monster, in some people's opinion, that he later became, because it propelled him to being, like, probably the most famous person in the world. I guess that after Thriller, you could have gone to people in little tin huts in Rangoon and gone, who's this bloke? And then he'd gone, oh, Michael Jackson, Thriller.
Thriller was really an extraordinary thing. I was like, you're like in the eye of the hurricane. It was like being with Christ. Because people would see Mike, and they would start sobbing. They would faint or start screaming. It was weird.
Michael Jackson, the number one artist in the world!
You know, it's very hard, if not impossible, to remain sane under those circumstances.
What's the problem? Come on, I'll take you home.
Ha 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 ha